Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 2. We left off in verse number 9 last time I was here with you, and we'll pick up in verse number 10. But you remember, let me just, in verse number 9, tremendous for all us. I'm so glad we're studying the book of Hebrews. I mean, I love Genesis. I love Revelation. We've gone through Romans. We've gone through all kinds of books, you know, Philippians over the years, you know, verse by verse by verse. And Hebrews is just a tremendous, tremendous book. And verse number 9, we could spend hours on every verse, but we ended on verse number 9 of chapter number 2. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. In other words, he was put in that position. He put on this flesh. That's what it means. He was made a little lower. And we're going to find out why, just a little bit, that flesh that he put on, that he was put in that position, a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And that's where I left off last time, was in the pulpit. And I thought about this week, that phrase, that he should taste death for every man. I believe that Jesus Christ died for every man. I just have a hard time with these people who call themselves Calvinists. They're good people, you know, they love the Lord. But yet they believe that Jesus Christ only died for certain people and all. I can't fathom when they come to verses like this, how they exegete these passages of Scripture when it says Christ tasted death for every man. Either he did or he didn't. I believe he did. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. You know, that's another lesson for another day. And I left you with this thought, that Calvary did not create grace. Grace created Calvary. And praise the Lord for that amazing grace. Then we get verse number 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many souls unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Let's read a little bit farther, and I'll get back to verse number 10. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, in the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he, speaking of Jesus, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He took on this thing of flesh, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Let me finish it. For in that he himself suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are being tempted. The word succor means he's able to care, he's able to aid, just like a nursemaid, take care of us because of the temptations that come upon us. He's able to help us through those things. Well, there's so much in these verses, so much in these verses. Let's just begin verse number 10. I wanted to jump ahead, but let's start in verse number 10, where it says, it became him. The phrase, it became him, does not mean that he became something that he was not before. The phrase, it became him, literally means that it was fitting. It was becoming to him. It was Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we're going to see it more expounded here in the next few verses, that he could not come as God to die for man. He had to come as man to die for man. If you follow, he was 100% God and 100% man. But as God, he could not die. Are you following? That's why he had to become man in order that he could die. And I don't get lost here and all. But that's what it means, that it became him. It was fitting for him to do all these things that we're reading about. For whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory. Then when it says, for whom are all things and by all things, look back in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. All of this belongs to Jesus Christ. He made it all. In Colossians chapter 1, verses number 16 and 17 speaks of this, speaks of Jesus, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. In other words, he holds it all together. And that's what it's saying here in verse number 10, where it says, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. He created it for himself. He holds it all together. We see that. And then this next phrase, it's interesting, that to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And it's talking about his sufferings, that because of his sufferings, he made the way possible for men to have salvation. That phrase, the word captain here, literally means the one who leads the way. I like that. Jesus leads the way. He's the pioneer. He made the way that we could have eternal life. And that's what that little phrase means here when it says the captain of their salvation, perfect, that through the sufferings, the word perfect does not suggest that Jesus was not perfect, because we know that Jesus was God, very God. He did not sin. So when it says that he make the captain of the salvation perfect through sufferings, it's talking about that Jesus Christ was a divine Son of God. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 tells us that he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. The word perfect here means to complete, to carry through completely, to accomplish. So he accomplished the work in which God had called him to do. When he's up on the cross of Calvary, remember? And he said, it is finished. He accomplished that work, and that's what that phrase there, to made perfect. He completed that work that he was called to do. And it talks about through his sufferings. Now, Christ's death was a necessity. Now listen to this. We are not saved by Christ's sinless, perfect life. We are saved by his death. If Christ would not have died, if he would not have rose again, we would not have salvation. And that's what it talks about, through his suffering. It was made perfect. It was accomplished through his sufferings. Because of his death, there was that we are saved by his death. There was nothing lacking in the deity of Christ. But until he became man and suffered, he had to suffer. God never experienced before suffering. Let that sink in. Before Jesus Christ was hung on the cross of Calvary, before he was beaten by the soldiers there and Pilate in that square and all, God had never experienced suffering until this point. That's what this verse, he was made perfect. That process was made perfect through his sufferings.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 8th at 6 p.m. to hear the Old Paths Quartet in concert. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.